Evening, church family. I'm happy to open the word with you guys tonight, and that will be in Zechariah 7, verses 8 through 12. So you can go ahead and turn there in your Bibles. While you do flip there, I did want to take the opportunity to thank you all. You all as a church family have loved me and my family so well, and we are deeply thankful to God for each and every one of y'all. So thank y'all for loving us so well. Well, now let's hear the word of the Lord to us tonight as I read the passage. Again, Zechariah 7, 8 through 12. And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgments, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor. And let none of you devise evil against another in your heart." But they refuse to pay attention and turn a stubborn shoulder and stop their ears that they might not hear. They made their hearts diamond hard, lest they should hear the law and the words that the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, great anger came from the Lord of hosts. Well, after reading that, some of you might be thinking we're really in for it tonight. What an ominous-sounding passage, maybe even dark and gloomy, which in some ways it should be. But I want to give you some brief context to kind of change the tone of this passage for us. First, these words in our passage are God speaking through Zechariah to the current Israelite generation about their fathers who were exiled. And God is using their father's response to his word as a warning. Because now this current generation is back in Israel, they have a decision to make. To heed God's warnings and follow him with warm hearts, or to be like their fathers. Second, this passage comes in a section of correction from God to the Israelites that is sandwiched between profound encouragements to Israel for the rest of the book. Promises like their enemies being destroyed and a coming priest king who will open a fountain to cleanse all of their sin are just a couple of examples of the promises that God gives them in this book. In light of all the blessing and promises that God is encouraging them with, the tone of our passage is more of that like a husband to a bride. In a way, wooing her from the evil that will ensnare her and kill her by pointing her to the beauties of his own love and the glories of life with him. So this passage is a warning, but it isn't necessarily just doom and gloom, but rather a loving plea, an exhortation to keep your eyes turned to God and to serve him from loving and faithful hearts. Which gets us to our main point for tonight. And that is, heed God's warning so that you would be warmed to his word. Heed God's warning so that you would be warmed to his word. Or in other words, you could say, be warned to be warmed. Be warned to be warmed. So let's think about the first point, which will be warmed. That's W-A-R-M-E-D, be warmed. I want to start this point with an illustration to help show you what God wants from us out of this passage. One Sunday morning, I was serving in the children's ministry, and I was playing with a young boy with some blocks, and his back was to the door when parents were starting to come and pick up their children. Well, I heard this boy's father's voice down the hall, and I heard his laughter. And so I looked at the boy, and the boy who was playing with blocks stopped everything he was doing and intently listened, and he just stood there and waited until we heard his father's voice again. And then that boy screamed with joy, probably more accurate to say screeched with joy, and threw down the blocks and ran to the door and stood on his tippy toes, waiting for a glimpse of his father. And then the moment came when his father rounded the corner and he saw him and he screamed out and held his arms out to him. And his father, with a smile on his face, took him up into his arms. Why did that boy act that way? Because his heart is warmed to his father. He loves his father so much that he can't help but react with elated love when he sees him. He knows his father's voice and he wants to be with him. This is what our Father in heaven wants from us. This is what he wants from you tonight. That our hearts would be so warm to him, when he speaks, we stop everything and pay attention. When he speaks, we turn to him and go to him. When he speaks, we listen intently and are filled with thrill. When he speaks, our hearts well up with love for him. So come to the fire of his word and be warmed by it, friends. Depend on it like you would a fire in a frozen tundra. Hear his word, read it often, memorize it, talk about it, tell of it to others, sing it, hear it preached, and apply it to your lives and to the lives of others. When his words begin to warm you, you will know, because that warming works in us a love for truth which renders true judgments. A warm heart towards God shows warmth to others through mercy. A warm and tender heart seeks to honor and help the vulnerable. A warm heart devises good for those around them. I don't even need to keep trying to apply this point because you've heard it all day today. Nick and Brad said what I'm saying now. For example, Nick in the equipping hour applied this by saying, if you love a person, you love too, and then he had a whole list of different things, which I'll rip off from him now. I'm sorry, Nick, if that offends you. If you love God, or for our purposes, if your heart is warm to God, you love to think about him. You love to hear about him. You love to read about him. You love to please him. If your heart is warm towards him, you love his friends. You love his honor. You love to talk with him, and you love to be with him. Do these things mark your love, your devotion, and your life before God? If not, God is holding himself out to you even now to enjoy, to know, and to experience true life with him. Our passage tells us the anger of God is coming to those with diamond-hard hearts towards him. But what is waiting at the end of a warm heart to the word of God is not anger or wrath. It's eternal life. It's joys and pleasures forevermore. It's every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So will you allow your heart to be warmed by his word? But let's look now at point number two, which is be warned. Be warned. It's W-A-R-N-E-D. This current Israelite generation have come to God in this passage to ask if they should stop fasting. But God reveals to them they are in danger of making the same error as their fathers. They need to be careful not to be like their fathers, who heard the word of the Lord and turned from it. And the Lord gives us startling imagery to depict this. Just imagine, or maybe sadly you don't have to imagine this, how jarring it would be if while you were talking to someone, someone sitting on their phone, clearly not paying attention, just scrolling. Or worse, when you're talking, they turn a stubborn shoulder and just walk away mid-sentence. How offensive would it be if while you were speaking, someone literally plugged their ears while you were talking to them? Or finally, you pour out your heart to someone and they respond with a calloused and cold heart towards you and leave you out to dry. These are deeply offensive and incredibly rude, yet this is what these fathers in Israel did to God, and sadly at times what we do to him as well. So I wonder, where do you need to be warned in your own life? The fathers in Israel who turned a stubborn shoulder are now held out to you as a warning tonight. Have you refused to pay attention to the Lord's word? This could look like many things, but for example, it could be constantly distracting yourself, never having time to hear the word of the Lord in his scripture. Instead, you fill your mind with movies or shows or videos or hanging out with friends or sleep or your kids' sporting events or clubs or your grandkids or another project on your house, or you fill in the blank. While a lot of these things are fine things and some of them are even good things, they are all things our heart can bend to serve us in distracting us from the word of God. So stop refusing to pay attention to the word of the Lord. Where are you turning a stubborn shoulder in your life? For example, when that alarm goes off in the morning and you know you only have 30 minutes until the day comes flying at you, do you turn the stubborn shoulder and roll over again in bed and just use that 30 minutes for sleep? Or what about sexual purity with your boyfriend or your girlfriend? When you know the word of the Lord says flee sexual immorality, but you think to yourself, God doesn't understand, we love each other, or we're going to get married. Or maybe about a coworker, you say, we can do this or that, but we won't cross any line in anything. Knowing that Jesus tells us that we should have the mentality that we would rather lose a hand rather than sin sexually against the Lord. Stop turning a stubborn shoulder to the word of the Lord. Have you stopped your ears to the word of the Lord? How did you react the last time your sin was called out in your life? Did you stop your ears and lash out in defensiveness? Maybe you blame shifted or welled up with anger. Or maybe you can't remember the last time your sin was called out. Or worse, maybe you haven't even built a network in your life where no one is even able to call out sin in your life. Stop stopping your ears to the word of the Lord. Are you making your heart diamond hard to the word of the Lord? Is there sin in your life no one knows about? Are you keeping anything in the dark, saying to yourself, it's not that bad? And after you commit the sin yet again, are you too embarrassed, ashamed, or guilty to bring it to the light? Friend, be warned. Your life is in danger. Bring your sin into the light. Confess it to God and to faithful friends and repent of it and walk in the freedom of the marvelous light again. God is holding himself out to you even tonight. Return to him, and he has promised you he will return to you. Do not harden your heart even to these words now. Finally, if you're not a Christian here tonight, this passage directly applies to you. God is warning you of the realities in your life of turning a stubborn shoulder to him and persisting to harden your heart toward him like a diamond, the hardest substance on earth. He warns you in this passage that his anger and judgment is coming on account of this. And at the same time, he is holding himself out to you in love, even right now, through Christ. So come to him. Stop turning a stubborn shoulder and repent from your sins. Stop plugging your ears to the gospel and hear of Christ's perfect life on your behalf and of Christ crucified for you. Stop hardening your heart and be warmed at the sight of your Savior risen from the dead. In other words, repent from your sins and trust in Jesus Christ in order to enjoy eternal life with your God. In conclusion, to everyone here tonight, be warned from the hard-hearted ways of unbelief in God's word. And be diligent to warm your hearts to the glories of God's word. Do this and be blessed forevermore. So, will you heed the warnings of God's word tonight so that you will be warmed to the comforts of God's word? Let's pray.